How many times have you said that you won't believe it unless you see it? Puts the weight on someone else to deliver, doesn't it? Well, what if it's you who needs to see differently, not with what you look with, but how you look? When it comes to the spiritual, we've been told that's as far away from science as you could possibly get. My next guest is a scientist who, through his personal journey, found that instead of science being separate from the spiritual, it instead proves the spiritual. He first shared his path to this realization in his book, Believing is Seeing, and now in a documentary being released April 8th called The Invisible Everywhere. He holds a PhD from Cornell in physics, astronomy, and mathematics. He was also science editor for ABC News. Dr. Michael Gillen, how are you today, doctor?
Chris, I'm feeling really good, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. Thank you for that generous introduction.
Well, I'm eager to have as many as possible dive into this because I am a contrarian, self-confessed and proud of it, and certainly you are feeding many contrarians with the sharing of your journey. We have a triple play of websites for The Good Doctor, too, and we have them on our homepage, too, for the documentary The Invisible Everywhere.com. MichaelGillen.com, and for his Substack and podcast, MoreThanMeetsTheIQ.com. But like I said, we had those as well for you to hopefully make use of at our homepage. So talk about your journey, Doctor, as far as starting off as an atheist and arriving to the understanding where you are now. Is there an aha moment, or is it a transitional in beliefs and gaining an understanding that brings you to where you are today?
It's actually both of the above. You know, my journey started in East Los Angeles. Grew up in a poor neighborhood, Mexican barrio, Mexican, Spanish, and Cuban in heritage. I fell madly in love with science in the second grade. And I figured at that point that, you know, any self-respecting scientist to be should be very skeptical, and so I adopted this motto, seeing is believing. I figured, well, what we see is all there is, and yeah, it's like the show me state. Show me, prove it to me, all that sort of thing. And the other thing I developed as I grew up as a young man in high school and so forth was the idea that logic was the gold standard of how one should look at the world, that logic was certainly superior to faith. Faith was somehow a mental weakness, so the idea of believing in God just never occurred to me. Science was, frankly, my God. I know that sounds blasphemous for many people, but for me, that was just the reality. Science was my God. I loved it, and I just wanted to spend my whole life being a scientist. And then I got to grad school at Cornell, and I began learning I had an in-depth learning of the universe, and that really, for me, was when I realized that I was wrong on both counts. I mean, dead wrong. First of all, I learned there was something called back then the missing mass problem. I won't get into the details. I deal with it in my movie, but I won't get into it here. It was called the missing mass problem. We now call it the dark matter problem. But my professors explained to me that we now believe, and all the evidence indicates, that 95% of the universe, I'm going to repeat that, 95% of the observable universe is invisible to us. We can't see it. And more than that, we don't even know what it is. We have no idea what dark matter is, dark energy is. And so I thought, man, I have to ditch that old seeing is believing motto, because if I stuck with it, I'd have to admit that I couldn't believe in 95% of the universe I can't see. So that was an aha moment for me.
Sure.
And then the other aha moment was I realized, you know, Chris, that I needed faith in the scientific method if I was to be a self-respecting scientist. How in the world could I be a scientist without having faith in the scientific method? And so I realized that faith is not a mental weakness. It's actually a necessary prerequisite to living a healthy life. So those were two, I think, aha moments for me, and which led me to where I am today.
And, of course, it certainly didn't hurt that a woman who became your wife gave you a guided tour of the Bible, especially with the New Testament.
Well, you know, I tell that story in the book. It happened on a Valentine's Day. But, I had to set the stage very briefly. I would work about 21 hours a day, seriously, 20 to 21 hours a day, 7 days a week. I had a basement lab, so I didn't know if it was day or night. I didn't really care. I was just living out my dream, man. I was being a scientist. And one morning, typically 3 in the morning, I traipsed to my little tiny dorm room at Cornell and heard a scraping sound underneath the door. And lo and behold, it was a Valentine's Day card from some girl named Laurel. And I thought back, oh, yeah, I taught Laurel, a woman named Laurel, physics a couple years back. And that sparked a romance. And at some point in our romance, because she was a lapsed Catholic and she was also seeking for answers, and she said to me, well, have you ever read, I mean, you've done Hinduism, Buddhism, you're telling me you've done all this stuff, but have you ever read the Bible? I said, no. And then she said something that changed my life forever, Chris. She said, well, I haven't either, but if you read it, I'll read it with you. And I thought, oh, okay, I'm not as dumb as I look. She's this pretty sorority girl offering to spend time with me reading the Bible. I didn't give two hoots about the Bible, but I sure cared about Laurel. And so I think that's how God kind of roped me in. Anyway, it's a great story. So every Valentine's Day, we celebrate that incredible day.
Dr. Michael Gillen, his upcoming documentary, The Invisible Everywhere, Believing is Seeing, releasing April 8th, theinvisibleeverywhere.com, michaelgillen.com. He's also on Substack and his podcast, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. With your documentary, The Invisible Everywhere, are you looking to reaffirm what is or convert the non-believers?
You know, it's a good question. I joke that it's like a four-quad movie. You know, in Hollywood, when we say a four-quad movie, and I've made a movie before. It's called Little Red Wagon. It's on Amazon Prime. It's distributed by Lionsgate. So, you know, this is not my first rodeo. But when we say about a four-quad movie, it means that, you know, we appeal to every demographic, young, old, female, male, right? I call The Invisible Everywhere a four-quad movie, but with a slightly different definition of four-quad. I say it's for believers, it's for seekers, it's for doubters, and it's for haters.
Okay,
so, you know, in other words, look, I have a lot of people who follow me who are atheists, who are Muslim, who are Jews. I mean, I get the whole spectrum all over the world, honestly, Chris. And I really made it with them in mind. I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm not trying to convert anybody to anything. Okay, let's get that really clear. All I'm doing with this movie is I am documenting the journey I took from being a young man to where I am now, from atheism to believing in God. And who convinced me of the existence of God? It really was my science. I mean, Laurel, my wife, who forced me to read the Bible, or who kind of seduced me into reading the Bible, so to speak. I mean, that was eye-opening. That really was, and I talk about it in the book. We can't get into it here. But really what brought me to my knees, so to speak, Chris, was science. And what keeps me on my knees now is both science and the Bible. And so this documentary, this movie, which I made with the help of AI, because not only is it documenting my journey from atheism to believing is seeing, but the bonus is I wanted to show viewers the universe they've never seen before. Because, listen carefully, we not only inhabit a universe that is mostly invisible, 95% invisible, but we have an invisible universe that inhabits us. So this documentary not only takes you to the great beyond, the cosmos beyond us, but it takes a deep dive into the cosmos within us, our bodies, our brains, our minds, our spirit. And so I needed to think, okay, well, I don't have $100 million to use state-of-the-art CGI, which, you know, to bring these invisible universes to life, to the screen. So I used AI. And I'm telling you, of the few people who have seen the movie within, you know, our inner circle, just blown away by the visuals. And I have to say, yeah, the visuals are stunning. And so you have this double thing, my journey, but then you're introduced to the universe that is invisible within us and beyond us.
Which so many times we dismiss as instinct, a gut feeling, a coincidence, chance happening. But if I always tell someone who says that, grab a piece of paper or tap it on your notepad on your phone. How many steps had to happen? How many things had to happen to get you from there to here? And you want to call that chance? Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. And, you know, I had friends like, you know, Dr. James Tour, who is an eminent chemist at Rice University. And he has spent his whole career trying to create life in a test tube. I mean, and he can't do it. And a lot of other people have tried all over the world for decades. So we've tried to create life sort of from scratch in a test tube, and we haven't even come close. So what makes you think, even if you buy into the idea that the universe is billions of years old, what makes you think that, you know, life happened by accident from scratch? And so this was part of my awakening, and I detail in the movie, for example, I talk about the three scientific theories of how life began on Earth. So I take people literally, I recreate my awakening, so to speak, Chris, from atheism to believing in God. And again, what compelled me to believe in God was the science. When I started studying, where did the universe come from? How is it made? Where did life come from? How is it made? Are we alone? Do we have a spirit? Is there life after death? These are all huge questions that I asked myself as a young man. And it was science that really pointed to God. That was ultimately the undeniable reality of it, that it wasn't an accident. None of this that happens to us within or without us is an accident. It was intentionally made. And one of the stunning discoveries I made as a scientist, never mind that I'm a Christian, never mind that I believe in the Bible. Set that aside for a moment. I'm talking just as a person who's got a PhD in physics, math, and astronomy, right? What we have found in cosmology, which is one of my specialties, the study of the origins of the universe, what we have discovered is that the universe, and listen carefully because this is huge, this was game-changer for me, that we have discovered the universe is perfectly made for life. It's tailor-made for life. If you look at the natural constants, or what I call the vital statistics of the universe, they are perfect. They have the perfect numerical values for life to exist. If they were a smidgen up or a smidgen down, life wouldn't exist. The universe would be one gigantic ghost town. And you have to ask yourself, be honest with yourself, is that just a coincidence? It's like going to Las Vegas and being on a lucky streak for like 100 times in a row. That doesn't happen by accident. And so this is what I talk about. This is what changed my life, which converted me from atheism to ultimately Christianity. And I document that in the movie. And I almost show it with visuals. It's really, I'm so proud of it. I poured my heart and soul into this thing, Chris, for more than a year. And I can't wait for people to see it on April 8th. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I think it is going to be changing. And it'll bring people who are fence-sitters in particular to a better understanding. Your story makes me think, this is going back more years than I care to admit, we have to wrap up here, but Rabbi Aaron Katzhoff wrote a book about faith with Larry King, who was a devout atheist, and Rabbi's goal was to convert Larry. And during the interview, when the book came out, I said, how'd you do, Rabbi? Well, I got close. I got him from being an atheist to an agnostic with questions, but I'm not done yet with him. And
that's true.
That I think is what Dr. Gillen's documentary, The Invisible Everywhere, is going. It'll help you along in understanding, because one law of science, and I've spent this past week looking for any possible clue to an alternative, but the only conclusion is you cannot create something where there is nothing. So as far as evolution versus creation, I'm sorry, the science, again, and you'll learn a lot more of Dr. Gillen's documentary, science gives you only one path to take. To theinvisibleeverywhere.com, michaelgillen.com. He's also on Substack, his podcast, morethanmeetstheiq.com. We have all three of those links at our homepage. The Invisible Everywhere, Believing is Seeing. And Dr. Gillen, you are, I think, you found the greatest way to help teach people truth about themselves within themselves, which so many people have trouble finding. And I think that once they do, they gain a passion for life that they certainly have to have a full life. And I thank you for that work. I thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. God bless you. I always said, ask tough questions, demand honest answers. I think what you said is said beautifully. God bless you and your listeners.